A week ago, a federal jury had to decide an unusual question, whether this song,
Darling, I will be loving you,
by Ed Sheeran, sounds too much like this song by Marvin Gaye. The jury decided Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud did not violate the copyright of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Anxious eyes in the music industry were watching the case closely, especially since so much pop music these days draws openly from other pop music. We asked NPR music critic Anne Powers to help us understand. Hey there, Anne.
Hello, Mary Louise.
Start by characterizing the reaction from folks in the music industry to this verdict in the Ed Sheeran case.
I would say the overwhelming response was one of relief and support for Ed Sheeran. Certainly, historically, these kinds of cases have caused a lot of conversation with people supporting the original artists as much as those who've interpolated their work. But right now, there's a lot of anxiety about what it means to be a songwriter, and new techniques and, you know, dominant paradigms point toward this kind of borrowing. Not that Ed Sheeran did borrow, but honestly, this is a moment where everything seems to be combining.
Yeah. Well, and like everything, yes. I feel like you turn on the radio these days and everything feels like it is a sample or at least inspired heavily by something else. Here's another example. The big country music hit last year by Cole Swindell.
Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing Heads Carolina, Tails California, maybe.
Which borrows from a song by Jody Messina.
Heads Carolina, Tails California, somewhere.
And he even reached out to her to join a remix. So is this more widespread than it used to be, Anne?
Well, one way to think about it, Mary Louise, would be to say music has always been an art of borrowing. It's all about melodies and rhythms being passed down through time, sometimes credited, sometimes uncredited. But another way to look at it is to say we are living in hip-hop's century. Technology and kind of the customs of the day really center interpolation, sampling, pastiche in the songwriting process. I mean, look, we're talking about country music right now, right? I mean, country is a genre in which the songwriters always mattered as much as the artists, and in which songwriters want many artists to cover their songs. Here, the original artist says, hey, this is revitalizing my career. It's sort of both a brand new day and the same old thing at the same time.
One change that does feel worth marking is artists preemptively giving other artists songwriting credits, even if they didn't outright lift any sample, any passage. I'm thinking of Beyoncé and the album Renaissance that came out last year. How did she navigate this?
Beyoncé leads us in all things. What she did with Renaissance, I think, is she has marketed the album as a tribute to black and brown queer dance music innovators. Mm-hmm. She's named them throughout. When she has sampled them, you know, she gives them all credit. For example, Break My Soul, the first single off the record, interpolated the house music diva Robin S. Immediately after the song came out, Robin S. was giving interviews saying, I thank you, Beyoncé. It's not just about money. It's not just about credit, although it is always about those things. Mm-hmm. I think it's also always about respect. You see, artists now realize that their music being interpolated into another song is beneficial for a lot of reasons. It can, you know, revive a career. It can give a leg up to an unknown artist. But if they are not credited, if they are not respected, it's meaningless. So we need a new ethics of this.
You know, if I were to put on my grumpy skeptic cap, never far from my head, I might push you and say, is another way to view this, you know, everything is recycled. There are no new ideas. Artists are just being lazy. What do you think as a music critic, Anne?
I think the best way to think about this is to think about the great group De La Soul. We love them because of their fascinating use of samples. And only this year were they able to clear those samples, and their music was able to be streamed on streaming services.
But because
no one would say De La Soul's not original. It's just a different definition of original. So, hey, let's go there. Let's believe in the originality of dialogue and community.
Always happy to go there with the great De La Soul. And the great Ann Fowers of NPR Music. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you so much.
Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's plucked too.